And it is time to talk audio described theatre, and we are off to the theatre with ITV's Vidar Harding. Hello, Vidar.
How are you, Alan?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Robert?
Robert is just making his way around the studio. He's been doing his stretches and his exercises while the music's been on. Doing aerobics to take that, haven't you, Robert?
I was sitting in the couch.
I was trying to make you sound, like, energetic there. That didn't work.
I'm here.
Moving yeah. swiftly on.
Anyway, we have some Shakespeare to talk about, or a production.
We have RSC production to talk about, Alan, and it was a production of... Now, of course, Robert, as regular listeners will know, has a lot to do with books on Connect.
Oh, he hasn't been known to dabble in books, haven't you, Robert?
Yes, indeed. Now, I've got to ask you, Robert, have you ever read or featured in any way Don Quixote's the comic novel by Miguel de Cervantes?
It's been a thought a few times. I never got around to that one. I think it is quite short, actually, as a talking book, isn't it?
I believe it is, and it's quite... It's one of those things that, actually, anecdotally, you ask people, have they read it? And actually, I've not met anyone yet that does, but people have all heard of it. And
I agree with that, yeah.
And the reason that the RSC, I think, have done it is that the author, Miguel de Cervantes, died 400 years ago this very year, which is not entirely unlike the Bard himself. So there's a 400th anniversary for both Shakespeare and Cervantes, and as well as the many Shakespearean plays that have been produced in Stratford. They have a number of others, of which this is one. So James Fenton has adapted this particular production from the original comic novel, and Angus Jackson even has directed it. And David Threlfall is in the lead role, along with Rufus Hound in the supporting and equally important role of his, I suppose, how would I describe him? Ill-suited squire companion, really.
Mm-hmm.
And the story, for those who don't know it, and I didn't before I went, but genning up on Carolyn Smith's and Mary Plackett's introductory notes, it focuses on a guy who's in the title role, Don Quixote, who obviously is really interested in the whole age of chivalry and knights and all of that sort of thing. And he decides that he'll go on a quest of his own, so he gets a sword and lance, and off he toddles. And he tries to champion, defend the poor, and vanquish the wicked, but each event is increasingly calamitous, and the more he does, the more experiences he has, the more removed it becomes from his romantic ideal. So it's very, very sort of poignancy at times, but very comic as well.
Mm. Okay, so it was an RSC production. Was there a touch tour for this one?
There was, and so onto the stage to have a look at the set, which is very often the case with RSC productions, perhaps relatively minimalist in the sense that... the stage had four trapdoors on it, one of which, when you opened it up, had sort of water beneath, and there was sort of some, I don't know, green algae type thing, as if it was on a pond. There are a couple of sort of blocks which were used in different ways throughout the production. Don Quixote's bookshelves were there in evidence, and various props sort of used and brought in throughout the production. But what was really interesting in the touch tour is that not only did we have the lead guy, David Threlfall, out to meet us and talk to us about his role, along with Bathsheba Pippe, one of the other cast members, but we also had a look at the horse and donkey, which both Don Quixote and Sancho Panza use. They're quite key to the whole story, if you like. And they're really wooden and metal sort of hobby horses, really, I guess, description, on wheels. And I was actually encouraged to get on one of these. There you go.
Did you go for a wander around the stage on it then?
I said to David Threlfall, I think you know, there was no fear that I was going to upstage him for the matinee performance. But that was interesting. And to hear about how the horses, because they're played in part by humans as well, because people wear hats with sort of donkey's ears on it and all that sort of thing. And the way they're pushed around either on wheels or by people behind, that was quite interesting to hear that. And there are also the use of puppets, which again, I think you would certainly, if you, even with limited vision, you wouldn't necessarily appreciate from the audience. So to hear about the herd of sheep, the herd of cats, there was a lion, there was a hawk, there was Don Quixote's young children, life-size model puppets, really. And they were interesting to see, and good to just talk through that and the costumes and the usual elements of a touch draw. If people haven't done it, it's worth going on just to get, actually, if absolutely nothing else, just to stand on a theatre and look out and get a sense of perspective as to how big or otherwise the auditorium is for the thing. And it was the Swan, which I think you know, Alan.
Yes, indeed. Did he have a sword?
Yep. We had all of that. Lots to see, lots to talk about, lots to hear about as well in terms of how, you know, they made the most effective use of the puppets and how the horse and the donkey moved and all the rest of it. So, yeah, very good. And Mary Plackett and Carolyn Smith, who I mentioned earlier, they were describing on this occasion, and they were very much in evidence, as they often are, in touch to us, in fact always are, making sure we got the most out of it.
Great. Is this one, well, you haven't seen Don Quixote before, so, was it one you wanted to see for a while? Was it intriguing?
Well, it's one of those that I felt that it was the sort of thing I might have done once way back when at university, and I don't think I ever did, but it was often alluded to, in studies and things. And I did want to see it, because it's a classic, but one I didn't know anything about, and actually I think a dramatised version like that is possibly even far better than reading the original without offending the author too much. But because they brought out the comedy, and that was the fun thing. There was a lot to enjoy, a lot to laugh at, and hence a lot for the audio describers to make sure that we could laugh at the right time by their description being timely and all the rest of it. So I did enjoy it. I went with my niece and her boyfriend, and they found it, great fun. And I think that's what I would use, the term great fun. It was really, it was just entertaining. That was good.
So there you go, Robert. You have to get Don Quixote onto Talking Books.
We'll get onto it straight away.
Excellent. You see, all joined up on R&IB Connect.
Absolutely. We're all connected, yes.
Oh, yeah, I was tempted to say that. You should have let it be last week.
Well, I think we overdid it on all those kind of things last week. So Mark said a 5 then for Don Quixote?
I'm going to go for, I was debating between 3 and 4, and I'm going to go for 4, because David Threlfall and Bathsheba Pepe from the cast, bearing in mind they have a matinee and an evening performance to do as well, really spent a lot of time talking about their roles, their costumes, showing us how the horse and the donkey worked, the puppets worked. And that was fascinating, a different dimension to the touch tour. Carolyn and Mary are very, very good in description anyway, so I knew that would be, you know, great stuff. But no, the touch tour on this one, a real winner.
Great stuff. So where are we off to next week?
We will be going off to, we will have some Shakespeare, but interestingly not by the RSC. The Birmingham Rep are currently staging a production of King Lear, so in the Bard's anniversary year, we'll hopefully focus on that next time we speak.
Look forward to that one. For the moment, though, Vidar, thank you for speaking to us once again on R&IB Connect Radio.
Pleasure. Thanks very much, Alan and Robert.